Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For you were straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Following Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is not always an easy thing to do. His cross-bearing way can be difficult, and we may be tempted to return to our old sheepish ways of wandering and straying, and it may appear to us as Christians that we would have a much easier time of it if we were to set aside our crosses and follow the ways of the world. And this is especially true when we encounter wrongs, when we suffer in this life, because we follow Jesus. Well, in our reading for this morning, the Apostle Peter is addressing servants and household slaves who might have to suffer insult and injury and injustice at the hands of bad or unjust masters. Peter encourages them to submit to their masters with all respect, to bear pain, to endure hardship and wrongdoing. For this, he explains, is what Christians are called to do. Well, even though we are not servants and slaves like those that Peter is addressing, there is an important lesson for us here. As Christians, we may be called to suffer at the hands of human authorities. At the same time, we are called to be subject to these authorities in Christian discipline and righteousness. Now, let's just pause here for a moment and admit that this may not be the kind of thing that we want to hear on a Monday morning, the day before the filing deadline for federal income tax returns. Just remember three things. One, it's the law. Two, it's the Internal Revenue Service. And three, the St. Louis Post Office is open until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. But before our minds go wandering astray, let's return to Peter's point. Christians may have to suffer and endure hard things at the hands of human authorities. Now, the injustices that we face may come through government or social forces. They may also come from other Christians in our churches and in our schools. They may even come through our loved ones in our homes. And these trials may be very difficult, but yet we are to conduct ourselves with faithfulness to the one who suffered for us, that by our actions we may be a witness of what Christ has done for us. After all, we were lost, and Christ sought us out. He was the one that retrieved us from the wilderness of our waywardness. He brought us back from sin and death, from the power of the devil, from eternal condemnation. Christ gave his life for us. And in doing so, Peter says, he has given us an example. Christ gave us a pattern to trace, a way to follow. This way, his way, is one of being rejected, despised. It is a way of being familiar with suffering. When he was insulted, he did not retaliate. When he endured pain, he made no threats. Christ didn't deserve any of this, and yet when he was oppressed and afflicted, he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb to the slaughter, like a sheep before its shearers, he remained silent. He endured abuse and sorrow and punishment, and he entrusted himself to God his Father, the one who judges in righteousness. He bore our sins in his body on the tree of Calvary, and he did this all for our sake, so that we could participate in his death and in his resurrection. It is through baptism that we died to sin, that we might live to righteousness. In Christ, we have a new life, and one aspect of that new life is the submission to human authorities. The way we are called to follow is through the way that Christ has gone. When we, as Christians, suffer, when we endure injury, and when we respond with unfailing love, we are bearing a witness to the love of Christ. When we endure injustice and punishment with no complaint, but we remain steadfast and faithful to our God, we are showing others the kind of life that Christ has called us to live. This is the way of righteousness, that God's grace may be revealed. In our own suffering, others may come to see Christ, the Christ who suffered for us, who is Savior of all. And this is the witness that we may be called to give. It is a witness that proclaims who Christ is and what he has done for us. This is the way to which we are called, the way of suffering with Christ. And it may be a very difficult way to follow. When the shepherd leads his sheep into a vale of tears, into the valley of the shadow of death, it might get pretty rough on the sheep. What do suffering sheep do? We endure and we trust the shepherd. But at times it is uncomfortable. Later it may be painful, and there are times when it is even unbearable. Heartbreaking. The way may be hard to follow because it hurts. And the way may be hard to follow because of all the options that we see along the way. Options out of the suffering. Now, these other paths may seem like emergency exits, offering release and relief. And in our sinfulness, we want to shepherd ourselves. We want to oversee our own ways. Astray may seem the better way. It is very hard to be patient and enduring sheep. It is hard to submit to those in authority over us. It is not hard to become anxious and bitter and angry. But even in the midst of our suffering, we hear the voice of our good shepherd, and we remember that we are not alone in our suffering. We suffer with Christ. We follow him. We trust in him. Christ is our Savior, the guardian and the director of our entire beings. In his loving kindness, he cares for us. In his strength, he protects us. In his wisdom, he leads us. He is our shepherd. We are his sheep, and he calls us to follow him and to suffer with him. In his letters and papers from prison, Dietrich Bonhoeffer reflects on the tribulations that Christians face in this world. And he reflects about faith in God in the face of suffering. He writes the following: It is infinitely easier to suffer in obedience to a human command than to accept suffering as free, responsible men. It is infinitely easier to suffer with others than to suffer alone. It is infinitely easier to suffer as public heroes than to suffer apart and in ignominy. It is infinitely easier to suffer physical death than to endure spiritual suffering. Christ suffered as a free man, alone, apart, and in ignominy, in body and in spirit. And since that day, many Christians have suffered with him. When we suffer with Christ. We are not alone, but we are with him. We and our sufferings are not unknown. They are seen and understood by him. When we suffer in body and spirit, we suffer as members of his body, one with him in his spirit. And we follow him who went to the cross to die for us. We follow him who rose again that we might live for him. We follow Christ who has returned us to himself, who is the good shepherd and guardian of our souls. Amen.